诗篇九十篇第一到第二节。
Psalms 91-2。
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾深处，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
让我们在神的面前同心一起祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray together.
全能的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
The Almighty Father God, as we come together to worship you this morning.
就如诗篇九十篇第一到第二节所说。
Just as it was said in Psalms 91-2.
诸山未曾深处，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
所以今天早上我们来敬拜你的时候，
So this morning, as we come to worship you,
你是那位创造天地的神，
You are the Creator God.
因此今天早上求主你赐给我们一颗敬畏的心。
Lord, please give us a reverent heart this morning.
来诚心诚意的来敬拜你。
To worship you in truth.
主啊，求你的圣灵打开我们的心。
May your Holy Spirit open up our hearts.
也求主你打开我们的属灵眼睛，看到你的话语。
Please also open up our spiritual eyes so that we can see your words.
让我们今天早上经历到你的伟大。
Let me experience your greatness this morning.
因为你是那位创造天地的主。
Because you are the Creator God.
你是那位充满智慧的神。
You are the God who is full of wisdom.
因此今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
So as we come before you to worship you,
求主你保守我们以下的时间。
Please have control of the following time.
也求主你恩待我们。
Please bless us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早上我这个信息的题目是人的智慧极有限。
This morning, the topic of my preaching is wisdom of mankind is very limited.
我读一段经文是《耶伯记》第十五章第七到第十节。
The scripture is in Job chapter 15, 7 to 10.
耶伯记第十五章第七节这段经文怎么说，你岂是头一个被生的人吗？你受造在诸山之间吗？你曾听见神的密旨吗？你还将智慧独自得尽吗？你知道什么是我们不知道的呢？你知道什么是我们不明白的呢？我们这里有白发的和年纪老迈的，比你的父亲还老。
Job chapter 15 verse 7. Were you the first man to be born, or were you brought forth before the hills? Do you hear the secret counsel of God?And limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not know? What do you understand that we do not? Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, older than your father?
箴言教导我们行事为人要有智慧。
So Proverbs taught us that we must have wisdom as we live.
传道书教导我们要从智慧的角度来了解人生的意义。
Ecclesiastes taught us that we must look at the meaning of life through the angle of wisdom.
那么耶伯记警戒我们要以智慧来思想受苦的问题。
The book of Job warned us to look at the question of suffering through the angle of wisdom.
那到底什么是智慧？
So what is wisdom?
什么是真正的智慧？
What is real wisdom?
那我们有足够的智慧去了解人生的问题吗？
Do we have enough wisdom to understand the meaning of life?
耶伯和他的朋友尝试从智慧的角度来解释这个受苦的问题。
Job and his three friends tried to look through the angle of wisdom to explain away suffering.
那可是很快他们就发现到他们的智慧极其有限。
But they quickly realized that their wisdom is limited.
他们没有办法解释为什么耶伯受这么大的苦。
They have no way to explain why Job suffers so much.
也不能够明白神在这件事情上的旨意。
And they cannot understand the will of God on his suffering.
今天我们要从耶伯记来探讨人极其有限的智慧。
So today we are going to look through the book of Job to search for this limited wisdom.
那同时我们也进一步说明这个智慧的特点。
And furthermore, we're going to look at the characteristics of wisdom.
那么这些特点一共有三方面。
There are three aspects.
第一点就是我们要来看这个四个智慧的词汇。
The first one, we're going to look at the four terms of wisdom.
第二点我们要来看这个得智慧的途径。
Secondly, we want to look at the path to obtain wisdom.
然后第三点我们要来看智慧是从神而来。
And then thirdly, we're going to look at wisdom comes from God.
那首先让我们来看这四个智慧的词汇。
So first of all, let's look at the four terms of wisdom.
耶伯采用好几个智慧的词汇来说明这个智慧的含义。
Job used several terms to describe the meaning of this word wisdom.
耶伯记28章两次问人在哪里可以找到智慧。
In Job chapter 28, twice it asks, where can man obtain wisdom?
第一次是在28节第28章12节。
The second time was in Job chapter 28, verse 12.
那这节经文说，然而智慧有何处可寻？聪明之处在哪里呢？
But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding?
那第二次是在28章20节。
The second time is in Job 28 verse 20.
那智慧从何而来？聪明之处在哪里呢？
From where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding?
所以这两节经文采用两个智慧的词汇来说明智慧的本质还有它的内涵。
So here in these two verses, it used two terms to explain the essence of wisdom.
一个是智慧，另外是聪明。
One is wisdom, the other one is understanding.
那这两节经文也说明人不知道智慧从哪里可以找到。
So here in these two verses, it tells of how men do not know where to obtain wisdom.
啊，也不知道他从哪里而来。
And doesn't know where it came from.
那除了这两个智慧的词汇。
And besides these two terms.
啊，其他的两个智慧的词汇是出现在耶伯记啊十二章第十三节。
The two other terms used to describe wisdom was in Job 12 verse 13.
啊，这个是耶伯讲的话。
This is what Job said.
啊，在神有智慧和能力，他有谋略和知识。
With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding.
所以刚才我们看的这三节经文采用智慧、聪明、谋略和知识这四个词汇来说明智慧的含义。
So in the last three verses, there were four terms used to describe wisdom. It's wisdom, understanding, counsel, and again it translates understanding.
那首先让我们来看这个智慧这个词汇。
So first, let's look at wisdom.
啊，智慧是旧约最常用来说明智慧的一个词汇。
Wisdom is the most common word used in the Old Testament to describe wisdom.
那这个词汇在啊旧约圣经里面出现大约有145次。
The word wisdom appeared in the Old Testament about 145 times.
那其中19次是出现在耶伯记。
And among them, in Job it appeared 19 times.
所以智慧这个词汇一共有四方面的含义。
Wisdom has four meanings.
啊，第一就是神的真理。
First, it is the truth of God.
也就是指神的启示和他真理的原则。
And it is talking about his revelation and his principles.
然后第二是讲到做人的原则。
Second is talking about the way of to live.
The principle of living. 啊，然后这个是指根据真理来行事为人的智慧的一种表现。
And it is talking about how a man live according to truth.
然后第三是讲到这个实际的知识。
The third is talking about practical knowledge.
也就是讲到这个自然界和社会有关的知识。
And it is talking about knowledge of nature and also of society.
然后第四点是讲到工作的技术。
The fourth is talking about skill.
也就是讲到这个工作的技巧还有领导才华等等的表现。
It's talking about work skill and also about leadership skill.
智慧的主题在耶伯记主要是以神的启示和真理还有这个创造的知识和行事为人的原则有关。
So wisdom is the main theme in Job, and it talks about the revelation of God, about creation, about the principle of life.
那有一位就业学者啊，他也耶伯记智慧的含义做了以下的解释。
There's a theologian, Old Testament theologian.And he gave the meaning of wisdom that was explained in Job, the following explanation.
那他说很明显的智慧是一切法治、言理和宇宙次序最基本和最深奥的定律。
He said basically, wisdom is the fundamental and the deepest principles of law, about principles and also about universal order.
那有限卑微的人经常以为自己有智慧。
So lowly men often think that they have wisdom.
那这种智慧如果与神的智慧相比的话根本没有得比。
They are incomparable to God's wisdom.
那在耶伯记三十八章第四节这么说。
So here in Job 38 verse 4 it says.
这是神所说的话，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧。
This is God talking. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding.
然后耶伯记三十九章二十六节同样的神说。
And here in Job 39 verse 26, God said,
鹰雀飞翔展开翅膀一直向南，岂是借你的智慧吗？
Is it by your understanding that the hawk soars and spreads his wings toward the south?
那我们可以想象耶伯一定不能够回答神的问题。
And we can imagine that Job, cannot answer God's questions.
然后我们来看这个智慧的第二个词汇是聪明。
The second term used for wisdom is understanding.
那聪明这个词在耶伯记跟这个智慧一共平行的出现了五次。
So the word understanding and wisdom appear parallel, in the book of Job 5 times.
很明显的是要表达他们相辅而行的意思。
And it's obviously to show that these two terms are equal.
聪明含有这个辨别的意思。
Understanding has a meaning of discernment.
能够辨别什么是真，什么是善，什么是恶。
Can discern what is real and false, what is good and evil.
懂得如何远离罪恶，便是聪明的表现。
Know when to get away from evil is a person with wisdom.
所以耶伯记二十八章二十八节说。
So in Job 28 verse 28 says.
他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
And he said to man, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding.
那可见智慧和聪明是从敬畏神所产生的属灵美德。
So we can see wisdom and understanding is a spiritual virtue from fearing God.
知识是聪明的同义词。
So the word understanding, means wisdom.
也是指因为一个人认识神而积存这个真理的知识。
And it also means that a man has real or true wisdom from understanding God.
一般年长的人或心中敬畏神的人都比较有知识。
Usually, the elderly and those who fear God have wisdom.
所以耶伯记第十二章十二节说，年老的有智慧，瘦高的有智慧。
Therefore, in Job 12:12, it says, "Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days."
然后第三个智慧的词汇是谋略。
The third term for wisdom is counsel.
So, 谋略这个词汇在耶伯记出现了五次。
Counsel or design appeared in Job 5 times.
所以这段经文说，在神有智慧和能力，他有谋略和知识，他拆毁了，就不能再建造；他捆住人，便不得开释。
Job 12:13-14, it says, With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. If he tears down, none can rebuild. If he shuts a man in, none can open.
所以耶伯向神忏悔，承认他对神的旨意或者谋略一无所知。
Job repented to God, admitting that he does not know a thing about God's will.
所以在这节经文他说，
So here he said,
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know.
然后这个智慧的第四个词汇是知识。
So the fourth term used for wisdom is understanding.
啊，这个词汇在业伯记也出现了五次。
It appeared in Job 5 times.
所以12:13说，在神有智慧和能力，他有谋略和知识。
And so here in Job 12:13 it says, "With God are wisdom and might; He has counsel and understanding."
那深一层的来说，知识其实是一种内在的生命的资源和力量。
So to go further, we can say that wisdom is actually an internal, power and resource.
啊，那这种智慧，这种知识能帮助一个人在面临危机的时候度过这个难关。
This understanding can help a person during a time of suffering or danger.
那业伯遭遇很大的苦难。
Job suffered greatly.
啊，他认为自己缺乏这个知识。
He thought that he lacked understanding.
那使到他生命毫无力量。
Therefore, his life is without strength.
所以智慧含有这个丰富的内涵。
So wisdom has a very deep meaning.
啊，非常的高超和深奥。
And is mysterious.
啊，是人不能够理解。
It is something man cannot understand.
也不容易得到的。
And you cannot easily obtain.
那可是叶伯和他的朋友却相信人其实是可以通过不同的管道来学习这个智慧的道理。
And yet, Job and his three friends deeply believe that man can obtain wisdom through different channels.
啊，第一方面，他们说，啊，这个是叶伯的朋友所说的，从祖先的传统中可以学习这个智慧。
One of Job's friends said that you can learn wisdom from your ancestors' way of life.
那以利法认为叶伯自以为是。
Eliphaz think that Job is egocentric.
啊，以为自己很聪明。
He thought he is full of wisdom.
所以他对叶伯的态度不以为然。
So he couldn't care less about Job's attitude.
那认为叶伯所讲的智慧根本没有什么了不起。
And he thought that what the wisdom Job is talking about is nothing.
啊，算不了什么真智慧。
Cannot count it as real wisdom.
所以以利法他不认同叶伯这种态度。
Eliphaz disagreed with Job's attitude.
那因此他讽刺叶伯的无知。
And so he criticized Job's lack of wisdom.
所以在这段经文他对叶伯说。
So here he told Job.
他说你岂是头一个被生的人吗？
Are you the first man who was born?
你受造在诸山之先吗？
Or were you brought forth before the hills?
你曾听见神的密旨吗？
Have you listened in the counsel of God?
你还将智慧独自得尽吗？
And do you limit wisdom to yourself?
你知道什么是我们不知道的呢？
What do you know that we do not know?
你明白什么是我们不明白的呢？
What do you understand that is not clear to us?
我们这里有白发的和年纪老迈的比你的父亲还老。
Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, older than your father.
这段经文以利法所说的一共有六方面。
So according to the scripture, Eliphaz has 6 points.
他说叶伯不是头一个被生下来的人。
He said Job is not the first one who was born.
第二，叶伯不是在诸山被造之前已经存在的。
He said Job was not brought forth before the hills.
然后第三，他说叶伯不曾听见神的密旨。
He said Job did not hear the secret will of God.
然后第四，他说只有叶伯才有智慧吗？
The fourth, he said, is Job the only one who has wisdom?
然后第五，叶伯没有知道什么是他们不知道的。
Fifth point, Job is not the only one who understands what others don't know.
然后最后，叶伯没有明白什么是他们不明白的。
And fifth, Job is not the only one who can understand what is not clear to them.
所以以立法的意思是从年龄、知识，甚至与神关系等等的条件来说。
So what Eliphaz tried to say is, according to the age, knowledge, or understanding, and the relationship with God,
那叶伯不会比他们，所谓他们是他叶伯的朋友，更超越，更有智慧。
Job is in no way better than his friends.
那以利法认为人可以从祖先的传统中学习这个智慧的真理。
Eliphaz thinks that man can learn of wisdom and truth through the practice of their ancestors.
那因此他在这段经文对叶伯说。
So here in the scripture, he told Job,
我指示你，你要听，我要述说所看见的，就是智慧人从列祖所受，传说而不隐瞒的。
I will show you, hear me, and what I have seen, I will declare, what wise men have told, without hiding it from their fathers.
那列祖是指这些近前的祖先。
Their fathers is talking about those who are God-fearing.
比如说挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各等等的列祖。
For example, Noah, Abraham, Esau, Jacob.
那以利法强调他深受这些列祖传统教导的影响。
So Eliphaz stressed that he was greatly influenced by the teaching of these elders, of these fathers.
那因而希望叶伯能聆听他智慧的指教。
And therefore, he hoped that Job will listen carefully to his teaching.
那除了以利法，比勒达也认为他深受这个列祖传统教导的影响。
And besides Eliphaz, Bildad also thought the same way.
所以在这段经文他这么说。
So here he said,
请你拷问前代，追念他们的列祖所踏就的，我们不过从昨日才有，一无所知。我们在世的日子好像影儿，他们岂不指教你，告诉你从心里发出言语来呢？
For inquire, please, of bygone ages, and consider what the fathers have searched out. For we are but of yesterday and know nothing. For our days on earth are a shadow. Will they not teach you and tell you and utter words out of their understanding?
那前代是指过去所有的祖先以利法称他们列祖。
So bygone ages means all the forefathers.
那比勒达认为人的经历很有限。
Bildad think that man's experience is limited.
而且人的生命也非常的短暂。
And man's life is very short.
所以人不能够单从本身的经历来解释这个受苦的问题。
So man cannot only rely on their own experience to explain suffering.
所以所法啊，这个叶伯另外的朋友也赞同比勒达的看法。
And so far, Job's other friend also agreed with that point of view.
那因此他在这段经文他这么说。
So here he said,
你岂不知啊，根古以来，自从人生在地，恶人夸顺是暂时的，啊，不敬虔的人喜乐不过转眼之间吗？
Do you not know this from of old, since man was placed on earth, that the exulting of the wicked is short, and the joy of the godless but for a moment?
所以说法说，自古以来作恶的人所得来的好处只不过是短暂的。
So Sofa said that from time, beginning of time, those who are wicked, what they obtain is only short-lived.
因为人的生命是短暂的。
Because man's life is short.
在古代祖先们的心灵还有他们的思想比较单纯和正直。
So the forefathers during their time, their thinking is more pure and, and straightforward.
他们的生命还有他们的行为对后世的人有深远的影响。
And their life and how they live greatly influence, their descendants.
所以这些都是叶伯的朋友他们的看法。
So these are the point of views of Job's friends.
那好了，让我们来看叶伯本身的看法。
So now we turn to Job to see what his point of view is.
那叶伯认为从生活的经历中可以学习智慧。
Job think that you can learn from your experience.
叶伯他本身也认为这个是跟他的朋友所说的。有差不多相称。
So Job also agreed with what his friend, said here.
年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识。
Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days.
那叶伯说，人随着年龄和岁月的增加，他的智慧就会逐渐的增加。
So Job said, as a person age,And he have more experience, as a person age, then wisdom will gradually increase.
那因此年老的人通常都比较有智慧。
So therefore, the elderly usually are more wise.
但这不是绝对的。
But this is not an absolute.
在叶伯记中有五个很重要的人物。
In the book of Job, there are five very important characters.
也就是叶伯本身跟他的朋友。
And it is Job and his friends.
以利法年纪最大。
Eliphaz is the oldest one.
因为他总是第一个先讲话。
Because he's usually the first one to speak.
比勒达跟索法的年纪可能比叶伯大一点。
Bildad and Sofa, is probably a little bit older than Job.
那以利户显然是最年轻的一位。
Elihu is obviously the youngest one.
那尽管三个朋友们的年纪比叶伯大。
So even though the three friends age are older than Job.
那可是叶伯认为他们缺乏智慧。
Yet, Job think that they lack wisdom.
一点都不能够解释他受苦的原因。
They cannot explain why he is suffering.
所以叶伯讽刺朋友们自以为有智慧，根本不把他放在眼中。
So Job criticized them that they think they have wisdom, and he does not care for them.
叶伯虽然他比较年轻
，Even though Job is younger，
可是他认为自己的见识和经历并不肤浅。
Yet he thinks that his own understanding and his experience are quite a bit.
所以这段经文说，耶伯说，这一切我眼都见过，我耳都听过，而且明白你们所知道的，我也知道，并非不记你们。
So here he said, Behold, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know, I am not inferior to you.
一般上一个人的智慧会随着年龄和人生的经历逐渐的增长。
Generally, a person's wisdom and wisdom will increase as the person age and he had more experience.
可是耶伯记却让我们看见这种看法 是相对的。
And yet the book of Job let us know that this kind of point of view is opposite.
年龄大的人不一定有智慧。
The elderly does not necessarily have wisdom.
而年轻的人不一定缺乏智慧。
And the young does not necessarily lack wisdom.
耶伯认为论这个年龄他是比不上他三位朋友。
So Job thinks if we just talk about age, he's younger than the other three.
可是论这个经历却是没有一个人的经历比得上他受苦的经历。
But according to experience, Job thinks that none of them can compare with his experience of suffering.
所以耶伯认为谈到这个受苦，没有一个人比他更有资格来发表言论。
So Job thinks that if we're going to talk about suffering, none of them can speak but him.
所以在这节经文，耶伯说。
So here Job said.
他说，至于你们众人，可以再来辩论吧。你们中间，我找不着一个智慧人。
But you, come on again, all of you.And I shall not find a wise man among you.
所以耶伯和他的朋友们相信智慧从祖先的传统而来。
So Job and his three friends believe that wisdom can come from the teaching of the elderly.
但他们也相信真正的智慧是从神而来。
But they also believe that true wisdom came from God.
相比之下从祖先传来的智慧根本就不能与神的智慧相比。
So in comparison, the wisdom obtained from the teaching of the forefathers cannot compare that with God.
所以耶伯认为神有智慧有能力人根本不能够与神相比。
Job thinks that God has power and wisdom and man cannot compare.
所以在耶伯记第九章第四节耶伯说
So in Job chapter 9 verse 4 Job said
他心里就是指神啊有智慧且大有能力谁向神刚硬而得亨通呢
He's talking about God is wise in heart and mighty in strength who has hardened himself against him and succeeded
然后12章第13节耶伯又说
And then again Job said in chapter 12 verse 13
在神有智慧和能力他有谋略和知识
With God are wisdom and might He has counsel and understanding
所以耶伯深信神是那位充满智慧又按智慧来治理这个世界的神
Job believed that GodIs full of wisdom, and he used that wisdom, and he ruled the world with that wisdom.
这个也是耶伯和他的朋友们都相信的真理。
This is the truth that Job and his three friends believe.
但是说法坚持认为耶伯实在是自以为是。
But Sofa insisted that Job is egocentric.
根本不了解这个智慧的真正的意义。
That Job did not understand the true meaning of wisdom.
所以所法在这段经文这么说。
So Sofa said here in the scripture.
他说唯愿神说话，愿他开口攻击你，必将智慧的奥秘指示你。他有诸般的智慧，所以当知道神追讨你，比你的罪孽该得的还少。
But oh, that God would speak and open his lips to you, and that he would tell you the secrets of wisdom, for he is manifold in understanding. Now know then that God exacts of you less than your guilt deserves.
所以在这段经文里面，说法它采用两个智慧的词句。
So here, Sofa used two terms of the wisdom.
一个就是请注意智慧的奥秘。
One is the secrets of wisdom.
然后另一个词句就是诸般的知识。
The second phrase is manifold in understanding.
所以他用这两个词句来说明智慧的丰富还有深奥。
So here he used these two phrases to explain the richness of wisdom and also it is deep full of meaning.
神的智慧有两面，上个星期我已经讲过了。
Last week I talked about how they are twofold to God's wisdom.
一方面就是明显面的，另一方面就是隐藏面的。
One is the apparent one and the other one is the hidden one.
明显面是指神向人显明的智慧。
The apparent one is what God has already shown us.
世人所能明白和体会的一种智慧。
It is the wisdom that man can understand and experience.
这个是诸般的智慧。
And this is the generalized wisdom.
那隐藏面的智慧是指神还没有向人显明的。
The hidden wisdom are those wisdom that God has yet to show man.
或者是永远不会向人显明的一种智慧。
Or it is the wisdom that God will never reveal it to man.
那因此是人不可能明白或体会一种属神的智慧。
So it is the wisdom that man will never be able to understand.
这个是智慧的奥秘。
And that is the mystery of wisdom.
所以以利户他认为人可以从创造的次序看见神的智慧的明显面还有他的隐藏面。
So Elihu saying that you can look at the creation to have a glimpse of God's wisdom both ways, the hidden and the apparent.
所以他在这段经文他这么说。
So here he said,
他说神为大，我们不能全知，他的年数不能测度，他吸取水点。这水点从云雾中就变成雨，云彩将雨落下，沛然降雨世人，谁能明白云彩如何铺张和神行宫的雷声呢？他将亮光普照在自己的四围，他又遮覆海底。
Behold, God is great, and we know him not.The number of his years is unsearchable, for he draws up the drops of water, they distill his mist in rain, which the skies pour down and drop on mankind abundantly. Can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds? The understanding of his pavilion? Behold, he scattered his lightning about him and covers the roots of the sea.
那从这段经文我们可以看到神这个明显面还有这个隐藏面的智慧。
So from this scripture we can see God's wisdom both the apparent and the hidden.
明显面比如说水点从云雾中变成雨， 云彩将已落下、啊、这个是神的明显面的智慧。
For the apparent, we can see, from where he said, for he draws up the drops of water, they distill his mist in rain, which the skies pour down and drop on mankind abundantly.
啊，然后这个隐藏面哦，啊，比如说，谁能明白云彩如此铺张和神行宫的雷声呢？
And the hidden one is like, the example is, can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds, the thunderings of his pavilion?
所以以利户从这个宇宙的浩瀚。
So, Elihu through the greatness of creation.
啊，自然现象中啊，能够啊，察觉神创造的奇妙。
So you can look at nature and see God's greatness in creation.
啊，却发现到这个神丰富而且又深奥的智慧。
And you can see God's abundant wisdom and also His greatness.
那自然界让人看见神的手段。
So from nature, we can see God's hands.
也看见神旨意的奥秘。
And we can see, the mystery of God's will.
那天宫之外还有无限的天宫。
And there are, skies upon skies.
啊，也就是那人眼睛不能看见的。
And it is something that our eyes cannot see.
也是我们脑子不能够明白神的世界。
And it is something that our limited brain cannot understand.
那以利户认为耶伯除了需要从这个智慧的明显面来看这个人生之外。
So Elihu think that Job needs to look at, his life through the apparent wisdom of God.
啊，他也必须啊。从这个智慧的隐藏面来思想这个受苦的问题。
He also think that Job needs to look at his suffering through the hidden wisdom of God.
那耶伯的受苦显然不能够单从智慧的明显面来解释。
The suffering of Job cannot be explained.By only looking through the apparent wisdom of God.
那因此我们不能说耶伯受苦乃是因为他自己犯罪。
And therefore we cannot say that Job is suffering because of his sin.
或者是他的儿女犯罪。
Or because of his children's sin.
或者他因为他生活在一个罪恶的世界里面。
Or because he lived in a sinful world.
那一个人受苦有许多的原因。
A person suffer because of lots of other reasons.
有些是可以解释的。
Some can be explained.
啊，有些是没有办法解释的。
Others we cannot explain.
那有一次门徒来问主耶稣说。
One time, apostles came and asked Jesus a question.
他说拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的。是谁犯了罪？是这个人吗？是他的父母呢？耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him.
所以耶稣的回答很有智慧。
So Jesus answered wisely.
他告诉门徒说不要单从这个恶有恶报的原则来解释人受苦的问题。
He told the disciples, do not, explain suffering from the consequence of evil.
那人需要从这个智慧的隐藏面啊来思想神的作为。
Man ought to, think of wisdom through the men ought to think through the hidden wisdom of God.
这个人瞎眼不是因为他犯了罪，或者他的父母犯罪。
This man is blind not because of his sin or his parents' sin.
乃是要显明神的作为。
But it is to show God's work in him.
直到这个瞎子能够重新看见这个光明的大门。
So that this blind man can see the great works of God.
那义伯后来明白神的智慧还有奇妙。
Job later understand God's wisdom and his wonder.
他承认自己的无知。
He admit that he lack wisdom.
并且向神认罪悔改。
And he repented before God.
所以在耶伯记42章第3节说。
So in Job 42 verse 3 he said,
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know.
每个人都以为自己有智慧。
Everybody think they have wisdom.
那到底什么是真正的智慧呢？
But what is true wisdom?
这种智慧从哪里来？
Where did the wisdom come from?
人怎么可以得到这种智慧？
How can man obtain such wisdom?
其实耶伯记28章28节说，
In Job 28:28 says,
他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
And he said to man, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding.
是的，如果我们要得到更好的智慧，或者真正的智慧，我们必须是从神那里得到。
Yes, if we want true wisdom,We must get it from God.
因为敬畏主就是智慧。
Because the fear of the Lord is wisdom.
让我们在神的面前来向他祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray.
全能的天父上帝，我们今天早上要献上感恩的心。
The Almighty Father God, we want to offer a thankful heart this morning.
感谢你从你的话语向我们启示。
Thank you for your revelation through your word to us.
我们也求主你赐给我们一个渴慕的心。
Please grant us a thirsty heart.
经常亲近你来读你的话语。
To come close to you often and to read your word often.
因此当我们这样做的时候，我们就能够得着这个真正的智慧。
Because as we do that, we will obtain true wisdom.
主啊，求你恩待我。
Lord, please bless us.
也求主你的圣灵经常的提醒我。
And may your Holy Spirit remind us.
直到我们不受到这个世界的试探还有引诱。
Remind us often so that we will not be tempted by this world.
让我们能够每一天的来专心的来敬拜。
May we be focused and get close to you every day.
也求主你赐给我们一个敬畏的心。
God give us a reverent heart.
那同时求主你赐给我们这个真智慧。
And Lord, we ask for true wisdom from you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.